already starting to rain over northern Ohio this past weekend as the outer worlds of Hurricane Sandy approached. Just a few days before the election, people in Reminderville, the village of about 3,000, were concerned about turnout. To the village Halloween party. People in Ohio usually aren't deterred by sleet and wind, so a couple of hundred parents and children turned out under tents for pizza and candy. The chief of police read out the names of the costume winners.
For the girls, I need the Bride of Frankenstein, Wicked Bo Peep. For boys, I need the Boy in a Box. I need the Claw.
Reminderville is a small village between Akron and Cleveland that's just about at the center of the American political map this season, when both Republicans and Democrats see Ohio as essential to winning the presidency. Reminderville is middle class, mostly white. The recession that staggered Ohio and the rest of the country has gotten a little better here. But some people have lost good jobs, mostly in manufacturing. Many have had to find low-paying part-time work to pay their bills, while hoping for better new jobs to open up. Earlier this week, we sat down with a group of five voters in Reminderville's small, bright municipal hall. There was Caitlin Silverstein, who's 31. You are expecting another Ohio voter momentarily,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm a mother of almost three. I have two boys, 4 and 2, and then this is a little girl, and now I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Her husband, Mark, is the same age and in IT sales. He also owns a bar on Cleveland's west side, which had no electricity this night. He worried about losing a night's receipts.
What's the name of the bar in Cleveland?
It's called Timeout Bar.
There was also a retired couple.
I'm Al Williams, a retired school teacher from Mentor, Ohio. Mary and I have been married 20 years and have lived in Reminderville for 19.
His wife, Mary Williams, worked for a factory that made small rubber parts for cars and washing machines.
We have 8 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren.
A stocky, friendly-faced man in his mid-30s completed our group. Terry Bolin is single, drives almost 50 miles several days a week to 2 clerical jobs. He doesn't have a lot of time for politics.
I drive an hour to and from work.
What time do you leave the house?
6:45 in the morning, and I generally get home about 10 o'clock at night.
Well, what's it like to be the center of attention for these past few weeks? Silverstein's?
I think there's pros and cons to it. I think how I look at it is, I mean, our vote really, really, really matters. You know, if in your some other states, you might cast the vote, and I obviously advocate going out and voting, but, you know, sometimes people might take that vote for granted. But here, you truly feel that your vote really matters. So
Al Williams says all those millions could have been better spent.
I think that it might have been better if they had donated the money toward the debt that we're in, paid it down, and just told the honest facts 1 or 2 times, maybe the last 2 weeks before the election, and let that been it. I also think maybe Congress needs to resign and donate their salaries for the next 2 months to bring the debt down, because I don't think they're doing their job right now either.
Terry Bolin is single but says he needs 2 jobs just to keep pace with his debts.
It hasn't been going great for me. Yeah. I'm keeping the second job because, I mean, I have $50,000 worth of school loans that I now have to pay back. I mean, it's kind of scary.
Caitlin Silverstein says she might have liked to continue working, but it wasn't practical economically.
If I would put my kids, or our kids, sorry, in daycare now, my whole paycheck would go to that. And
yeah.
I'd rather be there.
Be at home.
You know, and it's hard, you know, with the economy to get ahead.
Does the economy win your vote? Is that the most important issue? Almost everybody is nodding their head. Terry Bolin?
For me, definitely, yes. That's the most pressing issue in my life right now. So, I mean, it has to be pretty much the deciding factor for me.
Have you heard an idea that makes you sit up and say, boy, that I like that. I'm gonna vote for that guy because of that.
No.
What would improve the economy? What would pick it up now,
gosh,
do you think?
It's hard to say because we're in so much debt. It's hard to just say how to pick it up.
Caitlin and Mark Silverstein.
I mean, I would say that I think is a good idea is the corporate tax rate. I think we need to be more competitive around the world as far as our tax structure for corporations.
Let me turn to Alan Murray Williams. Have you heard an economic idea that makes you sit up and say, gee, I like that?
Not necessarily, but we can't put all the blame on just the last 4 years. I'm sorry. The economy was sliding way before that. And I know it hasn't gotten better. I'd like to see, personally, a flat tax for everybody. I think that would be the most fair.
Terry Boland?
What I've always wondered is why, instead of just pouring money into social programming, why not take that money and give it to small businesses to supplement their payroll so that you can employ these people that claim that they can't find jobs?
Alan Mary Williams say these last few weeks of clamoring ads and candidates touching down daily in Ohio are lost on them. They've already cast their votes. Mark and Caitlin Silverston said they haven't, but they have made up their minds.
What I looked at is there's been 4 years of President Obama that we have to look at. And, you know, he promised a lot of things, cutting the deficit in half, keeping the unemployment rate under 8%, and it's been over 8% pretty much the entire time of his presidency. I guess I want to try something new. I want someone who's had much private sector experience.
Alan Mary Williams, you told us that you have voted. So what decided your vote?
What decided my vote was because all the name-calling, all the blame. When you can't blame one person, yes, he's president of the United States. There's certain things he can do because he says so, but there's other things he cannot do on his own.
I also feel strongly that Congress has the greater role in the fact that the country is where it is today.
Yes, Mark wants to say something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to their point, if my memory serves me correctly, President Obama had 2 years with a complete Democrat Senate and House of Representatives, and he chose to focus on health care, which is an extremely important issue to everybody. But I think he wasted a year and a half plus spent on, instead of focusing like a laser beam on the economy, he focused on health care.
Yes, the only part of the health care thing, we've talked about rising premiums.
Yeah.
We've both experienced ours going down this year.
Everyone in our group of citizens said they know Afghanistan, education, and Iran are important issues, and that many feel strongly about abortion and abortion rights. In Ohio, where harsh weather is often expected, no one mentioned global warming. No one said they thought China had robbed jobs from Ohio. No one mentioned President Obama's race or Mitt Romney's religion, or cited a single moment or impression from the presidential debates. They knew about many issues, but felt no issue right now is more critical, personal, or important than the economy. Terry Boland.
This debate is obviously the reason why I'm still undecided, because I see both sides of, and I think both opinions are valid. And I'll say that I voted for President Obama 4 years ago. He hasn't impressed me enough to say a week away from the election that I'm definitely going to vote for him. So at this point, I'm still up in the air.
Terry, you're the most important man maybe in the country now.
I say that to myself every day.
So as our Reminderville voters approach Election Day, you could score 2 early votes for President Obama, 2 probables for Mitt Romney, and 1 still undecided. We asked the group to pose for a picture. Terry Boland stood in the middle, the Silverstones pulled on one arm and the Williams on the other.
We've got him on this side. Hurry it up. I can't hold my breath.
35-year-old man with 2 jobs, a large debt, and anxiety about the future. An undecided Ohio voter who, with a lot of other Ohioans, may hold history in his hands. Our thanks to Nick Castell of WCPN in Cleveland for help with our story. And NPR will have live coverage of Tuesday's elections on many public radio stations across the country. Results from all the races and analysis from NPR's reporters and contributors. And you can find all of our political coverage at our website, npr.org. www.ncbc.org/politics. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.